the Audio Adventures of Aurora Man, Episode 3, Thinning the Herd. Welcome back, Aurora Man fans! In our last adventure, Aurora Man and the Governor General were investigating the reappearance of the Werecow. Not only did they find him, but he has since gotten himself a whole herd of Werecow followers. Our heroes were soon overwhelmed by the beefy bullies until a potentially new ally sprouted. Let's get back to the action. The scene opens to see Aurora Man and the Governor General surrounded by werecows. A large group of werecows are knocked down by the giant hulking tree man, wearing tattered remnants of work boots, jeans, a flannel work shirt, and wearing a pom-pom toque. He has a thick, mossy beard and huge axe.
And who is this now?
Timber. The name's Woodsman.
He swings his large axe out, bowling over more werecows. Perplexed, Aurora Man scratches his head and doesn't notice the rush of werecows coming his way. The Governor General swings his shield past Aurora Man, knocking the oncoming werecow down.
We can mull it over later. Right now, let's wrangle up these cattle.
He stands back to back with Aurora Man, his mystical hockey stick, O Canada, drawn, and his shield at the ready. Aurora Man flares up the staff, bathing the area in green.
All right, time to thin the herd.
It's time to rumble! Our bearded prairie superhero creates an energy cattle gate and pushes it out against a charge of werecows.
Meh!
The Governor General tosses O Canada at some incoming werecows. The flying hockey stick trips up a couple of the cows, which causes a pileup as others stumble over the first fallen ones.
It was sure a lot nicer when there was just one of them.
The woodsman tackles 3 to 4 werecows to the ground.
So where did the rest of these things sprout up from?
Aurora Man blasts some more werecows, driving them back.
Answers on a postcard, tree man?
The woodsman sends 2 werecows sailing into the trees.
Well, I definitely used to be a man.
All 3 good guys stand together. Aurora Man, with his staff ablaze. The Governor General snags O Canada as it returns to him, and the woodsman stands tall with his axe slung back, ready to swing.
But that seems like many seasons have passed.
Aurora Man takes flight.
Well, let's get this sorted out, and we can have story time later.
Just then, they all turn their heads to a blood-curdling sound. Back in the clearing is the werecow, and standing with him is Freeze Frame and an open portal. The werecows surrounding the heroes turn around and start to charge off toward the clearing, while the Governor General and the woodsmen look on, puzzled. Aurora Man shouts out to them from his spot in the sky.
It's Freeze Frame. You two go take them out from the back of the herd, but don't let any of them escape.
And then takes off toward the clearing. The werecows below him are moving quickly.
I'm gonna go and try and corral the other ones.
In the clearing, the charging herd is heading to the portal created by Freeze Frame as he and the werecow watch.
Get these things moving, or they're gonna be hamburger.
The werecow bellows out to them.
Move it!
Aurora Man sees his chance and blasts the ground in front of the portal, which causes Freeze Frame and the werecow to scatter.
It's the glow stick!
It's off to the feedlot now for sure!
The portal starts to dematerialize. freeze frame whips out a handful of photos.
Don't get your udders in a bunch.
Freeze frame stands in the middle of the clearing and throws the photos out all around the clearing, creating a whole bunch of portals.
I can get us all out of here.
As the portals open widely in a blazing surge of energy, Freeze Frame grits his teeth.
This is a lot.
The werecows start piling through the portals, while Aurora Man blasts the ground around them to disrupt them.
No!
Freeze Frame grimaces as he strains at having that many portals open at once.
Werecow, hustle this herd!
A portal flickers closed.
I can't keep them all open much longer and still get out myself.
Aurora Man is blasting at the stampeding werecows, trying to get to Freeze Frame and the lead werecow.
Not letting you fade out, Freeze Frame.
Suddenly, our hero is rocked by a small blast.
Ooh!
He turns to see Grand Slam from the Sportster standing at a portal, about to blast another explosive baseball at him.
Get out of here, you overgrown glow bug!
He launches the ball out at Aurora Man.
Freeze Frame, the bear wants you and Werecow out of here now!
Thinking quickly, he swings his staff, batting the incoming ball toward Grand Slam.
Not this time, Grand Slam.
Freeze Frame jumps into a portal, right after Werecow.
You don't have to tell me twice!
As he disappears, the other portals that he created also start to shimmer and close. Meanwhile, the ball that Aurora Man hit back explodes in front of Grand Slam, blasting him back through the portal.
Ooh.
The remaining portals fade away as Aurora Man tries to get to the one that Freeze Frame went through.
Now!
He lands and is quickly surrounded by the remaining werecows, who are a bit dazed, confused, and aimless without the leadership of the boss werecow. A few of the werecows snort and stamp at the ground. Aurora Man readies his staff.
Easy now. Easy.
The herd charges.
No!
Aurora Man tries to get the shield around himself, but the herd crashes on him too quickly.
It's time for you guys to leave.
A blow from a giant tree branch launches several cows into the air. Several more are taken down by a flying, spinning hockey stick. The stick returns to the hand of the Governor General as he swats another werecow with his shield.
Looks like you're about to be tenderized there, pal.
Now that he has some breathing room, Aurora Man creates another cattle pen wall and plows over the remaining werecows.
No!
Far be it from me to turn down a helping hand, good sirs.
The heroes begin rounding up the last of the confused werecow herd. Aurora Man and the Governor General corral the last of them into the wooden pen that the woodsman has built.
Well, that should hold them, but...
The woodsman and Governor General look at Aurora Man.
What are you going to do with them now?
Aurora Man looks at them with a small shrug.
You know what? I bet Yukon Cornelius will be able to help us out with that part.
He turns to the woodsman.
While I appreciate you extending your branch and help, what's your story?
The woodsman leans on his axe.
Well, it's pretty simple, actually.
We are transported back in time as the woodsman tells his story. A regular human lumberjack is working deep in the forest of northern Saskatchewan.
Got caught in a bizarre snowstorm. The heavy snow toppled trees down, and I was buried.
Coming out of the memory, the woodsman is looking at his hands.
There was a bright light and a sweet lady's voice, and then I woke up like this. I've been protecting the North ever since.
Aurora Man and the Governor General exchange looks, a bit of surprise, and of knowing.
Wow, that's quite the change to deal with. But I sure am glad that you took up the cause of a hero, Woodsman.
The Woodsman looks over at Aurora Man, standing a little taller in his massive frame.
Hey, it seemed like a pine thing to do.
The Governor General looks over at the Woodsman.
So are you firmly rooted up here, or are you open to meeting a few other of us do-gooders?
Well, I am generally pretty rooted around here, but maybe spreading my branches out a bit couldn't hurt.
What have you got up your sleeve, Governor?
The Governor General strokes his chin.
Maybe a little visit with my old team.
Aurora Man looks puzzled.
An old team?
The Governor General smiles broadly.
Yeah, I think it's time I introduce you both to the Knights of the North.
Sounds like the Governor General has had some previous team-up experience before now. But the real question is, will Yukon Cornelius be up for wrangling all these leftover were-cows? Tune in next time for another exciting episode of the Audio Adventures of Aurora Man. A special thanks goes out to Sequential Magazine, the magazine for all your news on all things on the Canadian indie comic scene, for nominating the Audio Adventures of Aurora Man as a finalist in the Sequential Magazine Awards, sponsored by Strange Adventures Comics. You've been listening to the Audio Adventures of Aurora Man, Episode 3, Thinning the Herd, sponsored by Big Country Comics, Spotlight Sport and Corporate Wear Limited, The Red Tide Tattoo Company, Humboldt 7-Eleven, Humboldt Inc., The Alchemist Armory, The Prairie Action Comics Collective, and the Canadian Comic Book Alliance. Written by Jeff Burton. Narrated by Melinda Burton. Voiced cast: Aurora Man, Jeff Burton. Governor General, Ian Bettswood. The Woodsman, Michael Peet. The Werecow, Mike Fisher. Freeze Frame, Callum McAnally. Grand Slam, Michael McLean. Audio engineering by Kaiser 116 Sound Studio. Recording and mixing at B7 Headquarters, Humboldt and Englefield, Saskatchewan. A Mini Jeff Production, 2020.